This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Let's go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. A guy who did miss it, you can be sure. He covers the Browns for the Chronicle-Telegram, brownzone.com, where you can read all of his work. He's Mr. Scott Petrak. Hello, sir.
What's happening, Scott?
What's going on, guys?
Dan didn't miss it.
I didn't miss it. I had Ludwig Gebauer going, man, I'm winning a golf tournament that none of you people want. I was happy.
Wow. I don't know.
Dan didn't miss it, Scott.
I think you might have to take away his football fan card.
I think we have to.
I didn't miss it. There was enough other things going on. I didn't miss it.
It was a big day yesterday. There were a lot of other things going on. All I know is I can't wait until March 12th. I think that's the date. The beginning of the new league year and legal tampering. Get ready. Here we go. And so, to me, the good thing, Scott, the offseason doesn't last long because, to me, it begins in March.
Oh, yeah, it certainly does. And I'll tell you what, next Monday, I'll be on the way to the combine. So, there really is no offseason, you know. So, yes, there's no football on the field, but there's plenty of Browns stuff to talk about with really not too many lulls. You know, once you get the combine, it leads into free agency, which leads into the draft, which leads into OTAs, and there you go.
All of a sudden, we're back again, Scott. Where are we on the Myles Garrett trade request? Is this just like the lull before we all end up hitting the combine and then rumors go flying again? Where are we in this?
Yeah, I think that's fair to say. Now, what's interesting is there's a couple of natural deadlines, or not deadlines, but mile markers. Let's say you have the combine, you have the start of free agency and the start of the league year, like Jeff mentioned, where teams start setting their rosters. So you want to know if you have a guy like Myles Garrett. You want to know how much money you have to spend and how much salary cap space you have. Then you have the draft, which, okay, if the Browns trade Myles Garrett, would they get draft picks beginning in 2025? And then you have, you know, the season, which is obviously is much later. So these are these natural things that will come up and that will certainly spur conversation and could spur the Browns to do something, but may not. And, you know, so I would expect the combine to be a site for talks, you know, between Andrew Berry and other teams and rumors. Doesn't mean anything will happen. But what's also interesting is back in the day, it felt like you couldn't make a trade until the actual league year started. And then a couple of years ago, you started hearing about agreements to trade even before the league year. So I don't want to put some artificial date like there can't be a Myles Garrett trade agreed to before March 10th, because I think you can see it at any time.
Scott Petrak joining us. The one thing that's weird to me about the whole Myles thing, all of the national folks who are commenting on it, so much stuff you read says, so these are his potential landing spots whenever he gets to his new team. His, will he fit in perfectly here? Where's he going to be? Nobody seems to think, it doesn't really behoove the Browns to trade him from a financial standpoint, and there's a good chance he's not going anywhere. That doesn't seem to be in the national narrative.
Yeah, that's interesting. You know, that is probably because there's not really much to write. If once you go, he's not going anywhere, you know, then what's the story? How do you get Washington people interested if you're just saying he's sticking in Cleveland? So that might just be a function of interest and, you know, what's going to generate content and get people excited. I think it's still, you know, real close to 50-50 whether or not the Browns trade him. There's certainly reasons to do it. You know, if you're going to try to get younger and get cheaper and redo your roster, and that would be a place to start if you think you can get a load of picks and players, whatever, a load back for Myles Garrett. But you mentioned the financial part of trading him, the salary cap, extra salary cap hit you'd have to take if you're the Browns. The fact that I think it's difficult to get proper return value-wise in a trade for Myles Garrett because he's so good, and I think you're going to get picks at the bottom of the first round or bottom of whatever round because you're trading with a good team. So I don't know if you get good value back for Myles Garrett. And then the fact that he's such a good player, I know the organization doesn't want to trade a player that they know is going to the Hall of Fame. So there's a lot of reasons not to trade him. There's certainly reasons to trade him, but I think it's far from a certainty either way.
And whoever picks him up has to have him a contract extension.
Right, which is one of the reasons I believe it. You know, everybody says, oh, all 31 teams should call the Browns. That, to me, that's not realistic. First of all, Miles is not going to go to a team that he doesn't think is a legitimate Super Bowl contender. And why Miles has a say in this is because whatever team's trading for him is not going to do it without the understanding that he's going to sign a long-term extension. So a team like New England, which has a bunch of picks and a bunch of salary cap space, I don't think Miles is going to look at them and go, yeah, that's where I want to go. So New England can call, but I would think that that's not realistic. And I think that's the case for a number of teams. You have to have the money in the salary cap space to give him what would be a record-setting contract, and you have to be a Super Bowl contender. Because I don't think the Browns can just ship him to Siberia because that team needs to know that Miles is going to be willing to stay there long-term.
Scott Petrak's joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Covers the Browns for the Chronicle-Telegram, brownszone.com, where you can read all of Scott's work. Have you heard anything new with Deshaun Watson, his recovery, his contract, any controversy there might be about trying to recover dollars in that contract by avoiding it because of anything that might have happened?
No, I have not. I think it's been pretty quiet. I've seen, I think I saw him one a Valentine's Day Instagram post, but aww, I didn't really, wasn't able to read too much into that from a football perspective. I'm still working under the assumption that he doesn't play in 2025, that he never plays again for the Browns. You know, are they able to avoid the contract? I just can't imagine that he was doing something that would have been against his contract that would cause the Browns to allow the Browns to void it. So, you know, was he walking around without the boot after the doctor said yes? Okay, you know, I mean, even if he was dancing or working out.
Yeah, good luck trying to void the contract.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I don't think he was snowboarding or doing anything that would have violated his contract. So I don't think that's the case. But, you know, if he misses all the 2025 season, then the Browns are in a position to file an insurance claim and get the money back get the cash back, you know, however insurance works, right? You file a claim and get the money, and then they would get some salary cap relief down the road once the issue was resolved. Now, it wouldn't be the full $73 million or even the $46 million for his average contract, but they would be able to get some salary cap relief once it's settled. And, you know, I don't know if that makes anybody feel any better, but I do think there is, you know, if they're pinching pennies in the salary cap, which it appears they need to do, at some point that will help them or could help them if he doesn't play at all this year.
So you're off to the combine coming up. The Browns are off to the combine. They have the second pick in the draft. They need a quarterback. Common sense would tell you that they hope that there's somebody there that they want to take with the second pick who plays quarterback, doesn't it? But are they bold enough that if somebody's not there who they really like that they'll pass on a quarterback.
I completely agree with the first part, that you would want there to be a quarterback worthy of the number two pick when you're in the situation where you have no idea who's going to play starting quarterback
right.
for you.
You sure hope so, right?
I mean, for sure.
You have the chance to get one of the top two guys.
Yeah, I think that's the ideal situation to be in. Now, it has to match up with a worthy quarterback.
Yeah,
and I tend to think it is. You know, I've watched multiple games of both the top two guys and came away saying, I see potential. I see enough talent where I think this, whether it's Shedeur Sanders or Cam Ward, could succeed in the NFL. Now,
I agree with you, by the way. I agree with that.
So if that's the case, then I think you sit at two and take one. And I don't, you know, that to me, that beats trading down and getting a bunch of picks and pushing that down the road. The only way it would work differently is if you loved, you know, the next level of guys.
Jackson Dart,
Jalen Milroe, and thought that he would still be there 33. Or you could trade back up into the first round. But then you're really setting yourself up for somebody else to take the guy because you're waiting a long time between two and whatever else you're picking again. So I think it's cleanest to just sit at number two and take a quarterback. But it's a but if the Browns don't like either one or don't have either one ranked in their top 20 players from this draft, whatever that cutoff line is, then I do think they are disciplined enough not to take the quarterback at two, but I think they want to take the quarterback at two, and they hope that their evaluations prove that out.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Look into your crystal ball for me on this one. If they were to take a quarterback at two, is there any shot they would have that quarterback sit for an extended period of time? Or would it be, congratulations, you're the number two pick, now get out there and win us some football games, kid?
Yeah, I mean, I certainly think that they would tell you that they'd be willing to wait and make sure the quarterback's ready. And part of that would depend on who they sign in March. You know, I don't think we're going to be waiting long in free agency. I could be wrong, but I think we're going to know pretty quickly in March who the veteran quarterback is that they sign. And that could change how you feel about the need to play the rookie right away. So, you know how it works. So even if you have that guy, even if it's Kirk Cousins, and then you draft Sanders, and you say, hey, Cousins is the guy, we're going into the offseason thinking Cousins is the guy, the pressure to play the rookie is always going to be there.
Sure.
Now, you could start Cousins and see how it goes with the knowledge of, okay, if he struggles or if they lose games. So I think it's harder to sit a guy that's number two. You just don't see that a lot. I mean, you saw New England, right? I mean, Drake May didn't start the year, and he was the third pick. So yeah. It's not, you know, it's like it's never been done. But I think the reality is you'd likely see the number two pick start. And maybe that, you know, maybe when free agency gets there, and if they don't get a Kirk Cousins or don't get a slam dunk quarterback, that you can say, okay, you can start this season or even play all season with this guy. Maybe that would be a signal that they're going to take a quarterback at number two.
One scenario that I think could be ideal is if they value, say, Jalen Milroe or Jaxson Dart more so, or absolutely like neck and neck with Sanders and Ward, and the Raiders want Sanders. They trade up from six and get, you know, they get the second pick, and the Browns draft their guy at six, the guy they really want, and add draft assets. I mean, that's dream world scenario. But who knows how they evaluate these quarterbacks, and they're certainly not going to tell anybody.
Right. Yeah, no, I get what you're saying there, Jeff. Now, I think that is the best scenario because you add whatever picks you would add to go from two to six. I do think if you're taking a guy that's not viewed as a first-round quarterback and you take him at six, it changes how that guy's viewed, and there's more pressure on him. I'm not saying that's not a reason to draft him there or to make that move. I just think that that's something that the organization would at least have to be cognizant of is, you know, everybody's got Milroe ranked 38th, and you're taking him sixth. And that probably means you're going to play him earlier than you'd want to because he's a sixth pick and all those things that come with that. Maybe you just have to be strong as an organization and say, hey, we like this guy better, because you'd have to like him better, right? You'd have to like him better than the guy you're passing on at number two.
Yeah, because you're passing on a guy at two. Exactly. You're right, yeah.
Exactly. So then you'd have to be clear about that, is we think he's the better quarterback and hope the guy lives up to what the dream is. Now, you know, and I know this is an unfair comparison, but Milroe, the Lamar Jackson comparison is there. The Ravens didn't have to take him to the bottom of the first round. Yeah. But nobody would blink right now if you said Lamar Jackson was taken obviously first or second or sixth, wherever it was. So if you get the pick right, it doesn't really matter.
Jalen Hurt, you know, you can throw him in there too, right?
Sure.
But it's back to that whole philosophy, guys, of there was a plan for all of those teams, and then they turned around and they followed that plan. They didn't let external noise. They didn't steer away from it. They didn't listen to everybody else screaming and yelling, oh my gosh, you took this guy high, you had to play him. No, there was a plan, and you followed the plan. And that's my biggest fear when it comes to the Cleveland Browns and taking this young quarterback, whether it's at two or whether it's at six or whatever number you want to throw out there, is that all of a sudden you're going to hear from your fan base and you're going to hear from people inside of the building and you're going to hear from all that stuff that the minute whatever veteran X quarterback starts to struggle, you're going to hear, well, you should play the kid. Get the kid out there. What's the difference? Why not have the kid? It's like, no, you need to have a plan, and you need to follow the plan. And that's my fear with all of this, Scott, is that they're not going to follow the plan.
Yeah, I think that's a reasonable fear. And except Andrew Berry, I believe, is smart enough and disciplined enough. And I feel the same way about Kevin Stefanski. Now, things change if you feel like your job's on the line and you're 0-3, and you go, man, maybe if we get this rookie out there, he can save things for us. And so I get the real world pressure of it, but I think it's a different situation than in 1999 when they made the switch from, you know, Ty Detmer to Tim Couch in week two, right? Tim was going to sit, and he was going to learn behind the veteran to get hammered in the opener, and like, oh, we're making the switch.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like the organization's way more stable now than it was then. But that doesn't mean those real-life pressures can't affect change that you wouldn't want.
Scott, do you think they'll be in on any big money free agents?
I struggle to figure out how they're going to do it, Jeff. I know Andrew Berry says that the salary cap will not limit him from making necessary additions, but I just don't know how it doesn't to some degree. You know, you can move around money and can, you know, change the Deshaun Watson contract to restructure it to free up a bunch. But I just have a hard time with it. So maybe there's one guy. And if you're going to talk about a position where it could be, is there a left tackle that they love, and then you take that off the needs when you go to draft day?
Yeah.
But, you know, is there maybe a second-tier receiver that they love, and they figure they can pair that guy with Jerry Jeudy from the free agent market? Like, those are the two spots where I could see, okay, there's where they could invest significant money in the free agent market. But I would not expect that to be the case. I would think it'd be draft picks and then, you know, later on free agent moves, no signature signing.
Scott Petrak heading to the Combine. Read everything that he's going to say about the Browns, all the coverage of the Combine at brownzone.com and in the Chronicle Telegram. Have a great trip. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you, Scott.
Enjoy the call.
Thanks, guys.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.